I said, honestly, I say, I must tell you, I find it painful to see that former Nazis or Nazis from European countries can enter Canada without a visa. But the children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren of Robert Milton Cato, who was a member of the Canadian Armed Forces, who fought the Nazis in the Second World War, that we can't have a visa-free access. We either have to have a U.S. visa on which we can get an electronic travel authorization, which helps only about 10% of the population, approximate, that's the estimate. Or you get it, you get your visa in the way in which I applied for mine, in order to go to the summit. I say, surely, if we want to build a people-to-people contact in this strategic partnership, remember, you know, it's a strategic partnership, we need to have people moving. I say, subject, of course, to keeping criminals out, keeping money, terrorists out, and the like. So I will continue to press this issue for visa-free travel.